Maseches Trumos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The last Perek here, it's chapter 11, Mishnah Aleph, number 1. The topic of this entire Perek is dealing with the requirements to not waste Truma, and therefore we're going to define permitted uses for Truma foods as well as, you know, their ancillary parts like the seeds and the juices, etc. So the Mishnah begins by saying, Ein noslin devela vagrogros lesoch hamurias, b'nei shuma abdan. You can't put devela, which is a pressed fig, and a grogeros is a dried fig, latocha murias, inside murias. Murias is a kind of like a spread they used to make. It's basically made out of the oils that are and the innards of fish, which they used as a spread, and they would actually add flavor to that, the fish oils. Would basically be, you'd use salt to draw out the oils. It'd be kind of the salty liquid with the oils of the fish and other flavors. So it would be customary to add the flavor of fig to it as a sweetener. However, you cannot do that with truma figs, be them devela or grogros, mibnei shuma abdan, because that would be causing the truma figs to go to waste, because after you have had them, the figs soaking inside the salty fish oils to extract out the sweetness of the figs, you're going to discard the figs. You won't eat the figs because the figs are fish oil and disgusting. So that would be forbidden because you're causing, even though you're using in a normal way, it was normal to use figs for sweetening murias, but because the net result is you're not going to consume the figs, they'll go to waste, and that's forbidden, and that's why the Mishnah says you can't do it. Avol nosnin es hayayin lemurias. You could, however, add wine to the murias spread, the reason being because the wine will be adding flavor to the murias in a normal way, and then you're going to consume the murias and the wine together. That's a normal thing to do, and therefore it's totally permitted because nothing is going to waste. Ve'ein mefatmin es hashemen. If you have, let's say, olive oil, you can't add truma spices to the oil to add a fragrance to the oil, which then could be used as, like, you know, as like a perfume type thing. Aval osin es hayayin yin mo. Let me stop 1 second. The reason why you can't add the truma spices to the oil is A, because after that the spices won't be eaten anymore, they're going to be discarded like the previous part of the Mishnah, and B, a separate reason is, as far as the oil goes, before you added the spices to make it like an aromatic oil, so the oil was regular olive oil and you'd have consumed it as one eats olive oil, but now that you've made it into a fragrant oil, you won't be eating it, you'll be smearing it on your body, and that's downgrading the use from regular consumption of eating, and that's also forbidden. What you can do, however, is osin esayayin yein nomlin. You can make your wine into yein nomlin. That was a drink they used to have, and they would add honey and pepper to the wine, something like a first cousin of modern-day sangria, let's say. It was like a flavored, more savory wine, and they would, in so doing, they would drink the wine, but they of course would drink the honey and pepper that's in the wine. So since the honey and pepper in our story here, or the wine for that matter, it's all truma, since that's all normal usages of these truma foods, if the wine was truma wine or the pepper was truma pepper, etc., that's going to be okay because that's a normal thing to do and you're going to consume it normally. Yeah, that's that. Fine. You may, by the way, be more familiar with yein nomlin, which is in the Gemara sometimes goes by a different name, and that name is, it'll come to me in a second, I'm sorry, I just slipped my mind. In any case, fine. The Mishnah continues on by saying, Ein mevashlin yayin shel truma. You may not actually cook, like in a pot, you can't cook truma wine, because you cause it to be lessened. That is to say that the wine will evaporate, some of the water in the wine will evaporate, and that'll make there for less wine, and that being the case, you reduce the amount of wine that's consumed, and that's forbidden because you're essentially, you know, reducing or wasting the wine. A second shot, by the way, the bartender brings, is that you're reducing the number of people who want to eat that wine, because wine that's been boiled is less desirable, and therefore fewer people would want to drink it, and therefore that's forbidden, making fewer ready consumers of this truma wine. Rabbi Huda says you could boil wine. Mipnei shu mashbicho. He holds that you, in fact, are improving the wine by cooking it. Why is that? Not because it necessarily tastes better, but because it will last longer. It's like pasteurization that'll prolong the life of the wine. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that is a shavach, like an improvement all to itself. And that being the case, he allows you to do so. However, the halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is you may not cook wine. And the word I couldn't think of before is konditon. The konditon you see in the Mishnah, and the Gemara, I should say, sometimes is the same as the Ein Omlin. It's this wine that's flavored with honey, peppers, and other ingredients.